the North Peace MB Church Roundtable Podcast. For more information, visit npmbchurch.com.
All right, well, welcome to the North Peace Roundtable Podcast. Pastor Andrew and Pastor Don are here, and whether you're listening on the radio or on our website or through iTunes, awesome that you want to listen and hopefully learn and grow. If you're new to this, this is your first time listening, we try and make this as practical as possible. We realize that maybe there's like 10% of people that want to sit and debate things, but neither of us are like that. So we just said, let's make this as practical. How do I live this out? How do I follow Jesus? Give me some head knowledge, but more like, how do I actually live this out? So that applies directly to today, because we're going to be talking about spiritual gifts. And we kind of said, well, we could get into the whole debate of, are all the gifts around today, or were they just for the apostles, or blah, blah, blah. And that's a good thing to discuss, but we said, nope, no, we're not going to do that this morning. We want it to be more practical. So really, we're going to talk about what are spiritual gifts, what are they for, what are different kinds of gifts, and then how do you use them, and how do you know what your gifts are, basically. So why don't we start with that first question, I guess. We'll just dive right in. What are spiritual gifts? Throw that out to you, Don. yeah, every week it's the same. Yeah. Just throw you under the bus.
Yeah. I'll get you back. Yeah. No, basically spiritual gift is just an ability or something that God has given us to serve each other in the body of Christ. And we'll look at a number of gifts that the Bible talks about, but that's basically the simple answer, is just an ability or a gift that God gives you to serve in the church.
So does everybody have spiritual gifts?
And we'll look at a passage in 1 Corinthians, but yeah, it says to each one, gifts have been given, a gift or gifts have been given to serve. So everybody has a gift, or maybe more than one gift,
sure,
to serve. So yeah, according to the Bible, everybody has been given gifts to be involved in the body of Christ. So that's kind of exciting.
Yes. So then if you're a follower of Jesus, you can't claim that, well, I'm not really gifted, I don't have it, because we know once you surrender to Jesus, the Holy Spirit dwells in you, and so you do have spiritual gifts. So don't use that excuse.
Well, of course, yeah, everyone asks, well, I don't know what my gift is, and we're going to look at that too.
Yeah.
So I know that question comes up, especially as a new believer, well, I don't know what my gift is, or how do you find it out?
Like, yeah.
So it's, yeah, but everyone does have
gifts. There's a 7-stage procedure where we, no, I'm just kidding. But I think that's good. That's a great definition. A spiritual gift really isn't an ability or like what it is, a gift, something that is empowered by the Holy Spirit. So it's not just, I think a lot of people naturally are just really gifted in certain areas, but really, as to clarify, a spiritual gift is something that the Holy Spirit does through you. So it's not just, I'm really good at making puzzles or whatever. That's not me. I mean, I do cool things. This is a friend of mine that is really good at making puzzles. But I think, or any like kind of just natural ability, like I don't think that's necessarily a spiritual gift, because it is something that the Holy Spirit empowers you to do. And then the cool thing about that is that then you don't get any praise for it. God gets the praise because he's the one that's doing it through you. So, what is the, like, I guess, when and why did God give us spiritual gifts? That's a good question.
When and why?
Yeah, like when was there a moment in time when God said, now I'm going to give gifts to the church? And I guess, like, what is the reason that God would do that? Why would God gift his people? Why doesn't he just kind of do everything?
Okay, well, I'm going to read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and get it from the Bible, because I think that question is answered in 1 Corinthians 12. So I want to read the first 11 verses, because the Corinthians were asking the Apostle Paul the same question.
Right.
And so he says in verse 1, now about spiritual gifts, brothers, I do not want you to be ignorant. you know that when you were pagans or unbelievers, somehow or other you were influenced and led astray to mute idols. Therefore, I tell you that no one is speaking by the Spirit of God, says Jesus, be cursed. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And then he gets into it in verse 4. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but the same God works all of them in all men. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom, to another the message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by that one Spirit, to another miraculous powers, to another prophecy, to another distinguish between spirits, to another speaking in different kinds of tongues or languages, and to still another the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he gives them to each one just as he determines. So that kind of answers the questions. I think in Ephesians chapter 4, too, it talks about Jesus having gifts, and after he died and rose again, he came to distribute those gifts to give to the church, to believers, for the good of the body.
Yeah.
And in here in 1 Corinthians, we just see that the Spirit gives each one gifts for the common good, and they're given by him as he determines.
Yeah.
So, I don't know if that...
No, it does. Yeah, I think that's a good answer, that it is for the building of the church. So it's not, the spiritual gifts that God gives us aren't to necessarily make our lives better or make me feel good about myself, or to build my own little kingdom. Mm-hmm. God is interested in building his church, and so he gives gifts. And I mean, the classic, and we're not going to read all of it, but in Acts, when the Holy Spirit is given for the first time, I know in Acts 1:8, Jesus says, you'll receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon me, come upon you, and you'll be my witnesses. So really, it's to proclaim the gospel. The Holy Spirit fell on the early church, and they were all given different gifts, and it was to advance the kingdom of God, proclaim the gospel, that lost people would be saved, the church would grow. So it is for the building of for God's church. And I just love that, yeah, God is the one that gives gifts. Mm-hmm. So we can't be like, I really hope I get the gift of whatever, one of the cool gifts, right? And God is the one that has uniquely given us different spiritual gifts. So maybe we'll talk about what are, and you read some of them, but let's maybe unpack a little bit. Some people might be asking, if you can summarize, what are some of the gifts, and maybe explain what are they for? Like I have a list. Yeah, someone else did the hard work, and there is one, two, three, four, five, like five, six-ish passages. And we won't read all of them. 1 Corinthians 12, Don just read. But there are others that kind of list out some of the spiritual gifts. And it's interesting, not all of the lists are the same. I think prophecy is the only one that is in all of them. And there's just differing ways of describing gifts. And so some people might ask, well, how many gifts are there? We could try and number it. I think that's kind of missing the point. We want to know, you know, how it's the exciting part. How is God equipping his church to do ministry? So Don read 1 Corinthians 12, and it talked about gifts of healing, miracles, prophecy, wisdom, knowledge, tongues, interpreting tongues. In the Ephesians 4 passage, it talks about apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastor teachers. I'll just give you the other references, and then you can read them on your own. Romans 12 kind of gives a list of gifts there. 1 Peter 4, it's kind of interesting. Peter summarizes it in two main gifts. He says, gifts, whoever speaks and whoever renders service. So basically, speaking gifts and serving gifts. He kind of just summarizes, odds are your spiritual gift will fall into one of those two. I don't know, maybe practically just to apply it. Don, what are your spiritual gifts? So you can kind of explain maybe gifts that you've seen operating in your life, I guess.
Gifts in my life is leadership and teaching gifts. Those are probably the two main ones. And I would say serving as well. Just really wanting to serve other people and be aware of their needs and how I can meet them. And I guess and some of you might ask, well, how do you know that? Mm-hmm. And part of it was through friends and through older Christians that observed me and watched me. They were kind enough to say, you know what, this gift here, you don't have it. Because one thing I wanted to do as a new believer was try out a bunch of things. And I knew on my own some things, I don't want to do that again. It just wasn't a fit. And some people confirmed that. Yeah,
I love it.
But they also confirmed, here's where you're very strong in what God is doing. And so they encouraged me to pursue that.
Yeah.
And so over the years, it just given me a chance to really praise God because, yeah, those are natural areas where God has gifted me and empowered me to serve, and I enjoy serving in those areas. So
thank God for those people who can just, you're not gifted.
Now back at you. How about you, Andrew?
Yeah, and I'll explain a bit how I discovered it, but definitely preaching is kind of my main gifting, also kind of preaching, teaching, and then leadership as well. Those are kind of my main gifts. I'm going to start praying that Don gets the gift of administration.
That'll be a miracle.
So both of us are
right,
not.
Janet?
Yeah, right, Janet? If our wives are listening, they're going, yeah, they're not. And so let's talk about that for a second, actually, because I think when we read this list, we go, man, I want the healing gift. I want the preaching being up front gift. So I don't know, maybe give a word of encouragement or something like, and we all laugh and we all say, yeah, the gift of administration. Like, I don't know, are some gifts more important? Or, so for instance, I would say, like, how have you seen the gift of administration really, someone really playing that out, using their gift, and how beneficial is that?
Well, even here at the church, I mean, we have people like Bev or administration who, with government regulations, with legal issues, someone who isn't on top of that could get ourselves into a real big mess.
Yep.
And, for someone to be willing to tackle it, I mean, I'm just so thankful there are people who are willing to grind it out and who actually even find joy in doing it.
Yeah, that's the amazing thing.
And and that gift would be no less than the gift of preaching that Andrew mentioned, because it said God gives each one. And I guess to speak on that, in 1 Corinthians 12, starting in verse 12, it says, the body is a unit. So though it is made up of many parts, and though all its parts are many, they form one body. So it is with Christ. So it says, for we were all baptized by one Spirit into one body. And then in verse 14, it says, now the body's not made up of one part, but of many.
Hmm.
So the foot can't say, because I'm not a hand, I'm not part of the body. And for that reason, it wouldn't cease to be a part of it. And the ear, if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I don't want to be part of the body. And then it talks about the whole body being an eye or a foot. It just wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So in that way, Jesus is telling us that each gift is important, given by God. So we can't say, well, I want the more important gift of healing. I don't want the gift of, you know, mercy or administration, because that's a lesser gift. Well, according to the Bible, those gifts are all equally important.
Yeah.
And if you serve faithfully, it's equal.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And I think too, if you think very practically, and I just love the example, we all laugh because it's such a vivid like picture. If you were just made up of an eye, then that would just be weird. But if we all just had the preaching gift, who would be hospitable? Who would take care of acts of service? Administratively, we would just be terrible. So God, in his wisdom, gives these different gifts that like, or if we were all just tongues and then nothing got done, like, right? Or if we were all just healing, then sure, amazing. People would be being healed, but then who would be discipling and teaching people? Like, it's just amazing when you look at these lists of gifts. Like, we need every single one of them. So to not go, like, crossing your fingers, man, I really hope I get this gift. Like, we need all of them. And it's amazing. I've often said, you know, your sweet spot for someone who has the gift of administration, like, they'll actually like doing that because it'll make them tick. And that's the way God's wired them. And when you use your gifts, I really do think that it is kind of like your sweet spot. You come alive in that when you're using your gifts. And if it's not your gift, like, so for administration, me and Don still have to do that. But man, if I had to do that all day and not use my other gifts, I would just like want to die because it's just awful. But for some people, like getting up on stage and preaching, I want to die. That's awful. And I'd rather just do acts of service behind the scenes because that's just kind of my gifting. So it's neat when you operate in your gifts. Now for me, discovering my gifts, same kind of thing as Don. People kind of affirmed, I started teaching Sunday school when I was in high school, and people, a few trusted people in the church said, yeah, I think you actually, you have a real gift for teaching. And I went, okay, that's kind of cool. And I felt, like I did, I felt not in a prideful way, but I was like, hey, I'm actually good at this. I love teaching. And, so I just kind of started going, okay, maybe God has gifted me to do this. And I still remember the first chance I got to preach. My sermon was on Psalm 1. I remember that. And I had taught a lot in youth group, but this was like big people church. I remember being like, this is
big
like
leagues.
This is like adults that I'm teaching. And same thing afterwards, a couple people said, wow, that was like, you're very gifted. God has gifted you. So I went, okay, cool. And so it's very, yeah, I think people can affirm gifts in you and go, hey, I see this in you. And then that's a way to know that, okay, maybe God has gifted me like that. And I think too, I don't think that you'll, if you have a spiritual gift, that you'll hate it when you do it. I really don't think like, so if God has gifted you with helps, so that means, you know, you're helping people very practically. I don't think you'd be someone like, man, God's gifted me like this, but I hate it. I don't think it'll work like that. I really do believe that like if what to discover your gift, it'll be that sweet spot that you just love to do and you come alive when you're in it and it doesn't feel like work and you just get energized from it. That's a way to know maybe this is where God has gifted me. Just as a total aside, funny story, I had a Christian lady come up to me years ago, and not in this church, but that was convinced that her spiritual gift was criticism. And I kid you not. And she just felt like that was my gift. I'm supposed to like criticize people and help them get better. I'm like, oh no, that is not a spiritual gift. So I guess we've kind of talked a little bit about how to discover your gifts. Are there any other ways, Don, if someone's listening and going, okay, I'm following Jesus, don't really know what my gifts are, what advice would you give them?
Well, I think for myself, I did, I looked at kind of the different opportunities in the church because I did want to get involved. So I actually did try a few different things and found that, there were some things I didn't enjoy at all. So I guess I did go out and try a few things. And as I served, I talked with some of the older leaders, Christians that knew me, and asked, what do you think I would be good at? So I think it'd be good to ask people that that know you, what do you think I'm gifted at? And they'll know probably more or better than you do, because some of the things that they saw in me, I didn't see that at all until they talked about it.
Yeah.
So I would say try out a few different things that you think you might want to try or you might be gifted in, and ask friends and family, and as you serve, ask for advice from people. Be willing to accept, no, that's probably the wrong place because you're doing it out of love.
Yeah.
And they'll save you some trouble where you'll discover later, they were right.
Yeah.
And people, and then pray. Ask God to show you the gifts he's given you.
Yeah.
And so those are kind of three things. Go out on a limb a bit and try some stuff out. Ask friends and leaders for what they see, and then pray, asking God to show you what he's gifted you. Because the Bible says he has gifted you.
Yeah.
And so he also wants to show you what those gifts are. So. Mm.
So yeah, I guess then no believer could say, well, I don't have any gifts. We would say no, right?
Yeah.
Everybody, if you're following Jesus, you've been given gifts. Maybe you just haven't discovered what they are. And I think that's a really good point to try, because I think a lot of people, I mean, spiritual gift tests, sure, are useful. But I think it's good to kind of give you maybe an idea, but yeah. I think to actually dive into serving and going, okay, I'm going to try kids ministry. Okay, I'm definitely not gifted for kids. And trying stuff that to find out where you fit and where you can serve the church and serve people. I think that's a great idea to just try stuff.
Yeah. I think something you said too, Andrew, is good that you might think, well, I think I have the gift of helps, and you might actually try an area in the gift of helps and think, ooh, that doesn't work so good, but that doesn't mean you might not have the gift of helps. There's like a wide range of
sure.
areas you can serve in each of the gifts.
Yeah.
So it still might be that gift, but maybe a different area.
Yeah.
Because I know some try the, you know, gift of teaching with children, find, oh, that doesn't work. But then seniors, wow, that just fits.
Yeah, exactly. So, the variety in yeah. each gift is good. Yeah, because I mean, early on, yeah, I'm not a huge fan of kids or teaching. Like, I'm just not good at teaching kids at their level. But then I discovered, oh, man, with teens, that's why I was a youth pastor for 8 years, because it was like, oh, I can connect with teens. So you're right. Yeah, it might just be a different age group that maybe you don't. You're way too smart for kids or whatever, and they just are like staring at you blankly. Because you don't have that gift of speaking to them at their level. And I know some guys on the flip side, they're really good at teaching kids or teens, but not adults, mm-hmm. because they're just not good at it or yeah. whatever. So that's a good point to make. I think a last thing of caution too is we don't want to use the fact that we don't have a gift as an excuse, because I hear lots of people say, well, I don't evangelize to people because I don't have the gift of evangelism. Mm-hmm. I think, yes, you don't have all the gifts, but you're still called as a follower of Jesus to do those things. Yeah. So every follower of Jesus is called to make disciples, to evangelize and tell people about their faith. It might not be your gift, but you still have to do it. Yeah. And I think people that have that gift of evangelism, they're just really good at it because God has specifically equipped them to do it. Same with mercy. Well, I don't have the gift of mercy, so I don't have to be merciful to people. Yes, you do. You just don't necessarily have that gift. So I think that's a good thing to remember. You may not have the gift of, I don't know, certain things, but all followers of Jesus are expected to do yeah. certain things. So don't use that as an excuse to say, well, I'm off the hook. I don't have to share my faith because I don't have the gift of evangelism. Well, you're not off the hook. So yeah. Any last words, Don? This might be a short one.
Well, I guess we were talking about how countercultural
yeah.
the gifts are, because the gifts force us to need each other and depend on each other.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about we don't have the gift of administration, but we need someone to come alongside us and help us with that.
Yeah.
And they might need something from us. And in our culture today, it's so individual focused that we even come to church with our own individual islands.
Hmm.
But the gifts, and this is one of the purposes, God wants us to act like a body.
Yeah.
And we can't work as a body if the foot says, nah, I'm not interested. It's like a body that has no foot. I mean, it's crippled. It's not working the way it should. So I think the gifts are given so that it forces us to work with each other and need each other, which is exactly what Jesus wants. I mean, he says we are one body together in Christ. What's really interesting, when Paul was saved, He was persecuting the church, taking Christians to prison, beating them. Mm. And Jesus said, why are you persecuting me?
Yeah.
I found that really interesting because he didn't say, why are you hurting the Christian? He says, why are you hurting me?
Yeah.
And I think this applies here too, that Jesus, we're working as his body. And so if we don't work together with our gifts, we're not doing what he called us to do. So
yeah,
I think that's a huge thing to remember, that as gifts, we're doing this as a body, the way Jesus wants it to be. So,
No, that's really it. That's a good reminder. It's very countercultural, because I think our culture would say, I want all the gifts so I don't have to depend on anybody. So, and God says, well, that's not how I operate. I want you to be dependent on one another, to accomplish this task that he's given us. So that's really good. As always, yeah, if you guys have, whoever's listening, have questions, you can always call the church or email us. Or even if we know you and you're starting to go, what kind of gifts do I have? Mm-hmm. We would love to sit down and maybe say, okay, I feel like you might... You know, or try this, try that, and give you opportunities to serve and try and discover what your gifts are. Or if you're from another church, go ask your pastors, because that's the job of a pastor, to equip people. So go ask, hey, where do you think I would fit? Can I have some opportunities to serve? And if you do that, I know your pastor will be like, oh, yes, we want people to serve, yes.
Yeah.
So go and do that, and hopefully, yeah, start serving in an area that you're gifted, and... it's such a huge blessing when you do that, to actually use your gifts that God has given you. So 26 minutes. I think that's our shortest episode ever. So there we go. Hopefully this has been helpful. And next week we're going to have a special guest, our resident creation expert, Al Ament. He's going to come in and we'll talk a bit about creation and science, and does that kind of stuff go together, or are we just fools who don't know what we're talking about? So definitely tune in next week. That'll be really interesting. So have a great week.